Benjamin Netanyahu was set to return to office at the helm of the most religious and ultra-nationalist government that Israel has ever seen. Protesters blew horns and waved pride flags outside the Knesset, denouncing what they said was an anti-LGBTQ and racist government. Inside, Netanyahu walked up to the podium to an eruption of applause. He taunted the opposition. "I hear the constant cries of the opposition about the end of the country and democracy. Opposition members, to lose in elections is not the end of democracy. This is the essence of democracy." The opposition heckled him with chants of "weak." Netanyahu's allies are pushing for dramatic changes that could alienate large swaths of the Israeli public. Protester Hegai Frenkel told the AP he is dismayed by the new government's appointment.
"This is a government which is composed of a group of criminal people, or people that have against them criminal charges, racist, as I mentioned, and with an agenda, a clear agenda, that they would like to run this government according to the laws of the Bible and not according to the laws of a modern society."
I'm Karen Chamas.